Here today's top stories. Aldermen are still mad at the Cubs and, you know, ethics for not being able to get face value World Series tickets. They've cried poor, saying they don't get paid enough to afford the jacked up ticket prices on the free market. Yeah, I can relate. I can't afford them either since I got that new tax bill to pay for the pension funds that were raided by you. So, sorry you can't go? Sucks, right? A list of Wrigleyville bars are stepping up to let patrons know they don't have a cover. The big story yesterday talked about huge door charges to come watch a game, although I'm not sure how accurate that story was. The more I think about it, why wouldn't they charge people? I mean, my guess is that Chicagoans, and I know Chicagoans, they've been rolling up to Wrigleyville hours before games and squatting on tables with lines like, "I'm fine with this water." Either way, I think we all can agree on one thing. I haven't heard of half the bars they're talking about. And I'm not going to watch a Cubs game in Wrigleyville anyway, right? That's gross. Here's a fun story for you. The Russians, they were hacked today. A top aide to Vladimir Putin was hacked and the emails were released. And you get to see that the Putin government had their fingerprints all over the separatist movement in Ukraine. How does that feel? I think Putin, he should just put the blame on Hillary, right? That's what we do here. I mean, she does know how to rig up private servers. She's good at bulk erasing emails, right? She did it. Definitely. The FCC just came up with some digital privacy rules to help consumers. Yep, to make sure that broadband companies can't use your information like mobile location, browsing history, and app usage. When hearing this, the government was like, "Hey, FCC, whose side are you on? Don't you have some shock jocks to find?" Big news in the tech world, Twitter lays off 9% of its workforce and kills Vine Video. What's next? They're going to trim the 140 characters? We really can only afford 125. It's where we're at. In weather, it's cold, but what's this nonsense? It's supposed to be clear and in the 70s this weekend and on Halloween? What alternative universe are we living in here? That's ridiculous. It's supposed to be nasty on Halloween. That's the Chicago way. In sports, the Cubs return to Wrigley tomorrow for Game 3 of the World Series. Wow. The big positive sideshow has been Kyle Schwarber, but tough news today as the Cubs' medical staff said he's not cleared to play the field. He's still recovering from a knee injury. They let him hit as a DH in Cleveland, but now he's got to play the field to play at Wrigley. Good. Well, can the medical staff also make a ruling on Schwarber's half goatee? I mean, does he not have a girlfriend at home to tell him that that's not a good look? I mean, he's a World Series hero. He's going to look back on these memories and be like, "Ugh, God, so embarrassed. Trust me, I know. Anything where I'm 22 with a goatee, I'm just like, ugh, flip the page. Ugh, can't believe I used Flickr." Kyle Hendricks goes to the mound for Game 3. Hey, question, will Jason Hayward be in the lineup? Also, what can the Cubs get for him this offseason? That's all I'm thinking about right now. I know, trade him to the Southsiders. They love big, unmovable contracts. The Chicago Bulls get underway tonight against the Celtics. Not an easy win, of course, but I like this Bulls team. I'm very optimistic. Although, I'll be honest, I haven't seen them play at all. But still, it's the characters. D-Wade, he's married to Gabrielle Union. Jimmy Butler hangs out with Marky Mark. Robin Lopez was on stage with Mariah Carey in Vegas. Rajon Rondo. I mean, he's Rajon Rondo. This team is more like the Lakers than the Lakers. It means they're going to be like 15 games under 500. But still, I'm all in. Go Bulls. The Triv reports today that Bears coach John Fox is done with Jay Cutler. After this year, of course. I guess he told his friends and they told the paper. Cool friends. When coach John Fox was asked about Cutler yesterday, he said, "You know what? We really don't have any other choice." There's that vote of confidence that you love to hear from your boss. Jay Cutler starts against the Vikings on Monday night. I'm so done with this soap opera drama at Halas Hall. I mean, you're 1-6. Why are reporters even going up there anymore? If newspapers were really working on robots covering sports in the future, why not try it out with the Bears right now? Right? That being said, it would be awesome if Cutler played well on Monday and then went on a huge winning streak just to make John Fox's friends squirm. Bears finish on a huge streak but still miss the playoffs, right? Or go 1-15. One of the two. Not sure yet. And finally tonight, scientists haven't been able to cure cancer, but they did get to the bottom of cranberry juice. It turns out it has no effect on preventing or curing urinary tract infections. What? Can we not have anything anymore? Next, you're going to tell me that eating my scabs doesn't help with acid reflux. It doesn't? Ugh. That's the carryout for October 27, 2016. Hey, if you want to avoid a cover charge, we don't have one here, but our wings, yeah, $35.